And it's 7:25. We're going to talk to Chelsea from the Greater Burlington Partnership. Good morning, Chelsea. How you doing?
Good morning. Good. Thanks for having us.
So there's a lot going on. Summertime events here around the area. And we were just talking the never-ending pile of work that comes along with all this. But, hey, we're coming up on the 4th of July and the 4th of July celebration going on.
Yeah, West Burlington will put on a great event next Wednesday already for 4th of July. And they'll start the morning with their pancake breakfast, craft show, bicycle race, parade. I know they've got some great musical entertainment lined up also, so it should be a fun-filled day. And, of course, end with fireworks.
Exactly. And if you've ever been to the West Burlington 4th of July, you know, it's just it's a good time out there. And then there's also going on just a couple days later, we've got the Symphonic Blast.
Yes, that's another favorite event here that goes on in Greater Burlington every year. Right after the 4th of July, the Symphony does their show out in Crapo Park and synced up to fireworks and everything. So bring your lawn chairs and your bug spray, and that should be a great performance as well.
And then, of course, the flea markets, those are coming back to the Des Moines County Fair. Well, I guess they've been at the Des Moines County Fairgrounds. Those run, what, pretty much all summer?
Yeah, once a month. It's always on a Sunday, and they're packed. I went out there last month, and there's just so many neat finds out there. So have your checkbook ready, I guess.
And you never know what you're going to find out there. I had a friend who one time went out to the flea market and randomly purchased a pig. It was, of course, it was a little piglet when he bought it, you know, but then ended up raising the whole thing and taking it to a meat locker and ended up like 300 pounds of meat about
wow.
A year later. So, but you never know what you're going to find out there. That's the thing. They've
That's
got
right.
A little bit of everything. And then we're coming up on, we've got another Friday Fest.
Yes, July 13th will be the next Friday Fest right down here on the Mississippi River. And Fast Forward is going to play their mix of classic rock hits along with Flex Sales. We'll have their beverage products down there with Parkside Brewing and then cap off the night with a little bit of DJ mixing there too.
I wish I had the DJ sound effects queued up, you know.
I should have forewarned you.
I know, right? If I would have been more prepared. Obviously, I'm never prepared enough for this. But and then we've got Sidewalk Sales in downtown Burlington, and I've been to that so many times. That's a lot of fun.
Those downtown businesses always have such cool things in their stores, and that's Sidewalk Sales is a great opportunity to check it out and get some deals.
And then it looks like we've also got Cruise Night on the list. Now that, I was never around during the time of the original Cruise Nights when everybody would cruise when the Strip was in Jefferson and then I think moved out to Crapo Park or something. But the Cruise Nights are so cool when you come downtown now and you see all the classic mm-hmm. cars driving around and revving their engines and stuff.
Yeah, there's some neat cars for sure.
Scooping the Loop in downtown Burlington.
That's
and
right.
That's on July 20th, the Jefferson Street Cruise Night. What can you tell me about a very vintage market?
Well, a very vintage market is coming back for its third year, and it's a one-day extravaganza in downtown Burlington. We were just talking about flea market out in West Burlington.
Yes.
This is a little bit kind of along those same lines, but anybody that likes to make crafts or recycle things into new products or redo furniture, they're going to be set up down there. And I believe there's already over 100 vendors that have signed up for the day. There'll be food trucks down there. Just lots of really cool things will be available for purchase.
And then where's that at? Is that just all over?
Over downtown, mainly Jefferson Street, 2 through 500 blocks. But depending on how many vendors they get, they'll circle around on Washington or Valley a little bit too.
Well, that's pretty cool. It sounds like you just never know what you're going to find at the vintage market.
No, lots of treasures for sure.
And then we are coming up to, it's county fair season.
It is.
Everybody loves the county fair. So what's going on this year at the Des Moines County Fair?
The Des Moines County Fair is going to have all your favorites back to celebrate the best days of summer. And a lot of the 4-H competitions will be going on to get them qualified for the state fair.
Awesome. And then it looks like there's a couple of showings at the 5&V Outdoor Cinema. One of those coming up this, is it this weekend or
yes,
next?
Yes, this weekend.
Is it every week they do a showing at the 5&V?
No, it's not every weekend. And actually, we're jumping the gun. So June is still this weekend, and that is going on, yes, but then there will be two in July.
Two in July, and then there's one this weekend for June.
Yes.
And so it looks like, well, do you know by chance off the top of your head what's playing this?
This weekend, I believe, is Mulan.
Mulan, and then a couple of them in
July. July 6th looks like Star Wars The Last Jedi. And July 27th is Toy Story 3. So all great family movies.
Absolutely. And that's one of those things that you get a pretty big crowd down there. And it's just, I don't know what it is about watching a movie outdoors, but it's just a lot of fun.
It is. Yeah, it's something cool for sure.
Something cool, something kind of different. So then there's right here at the end of the list, what do we got here? Burlington Municipal Band.
They play every Sunday out in Crapo Park, so they'll be playing through for the rest of the summer. And then don't forget, the Burlington Bees are still hot and in the middle of their season. Lots of home games coming up. Jefferson Street Farmers Market takes place every Thursday right downtown, 4:30 to 7:30. And there's exciting racing out at 34 Raceway every Saturday night.
And you cannot beat the action at 34 Raceway. It's a whole lot of fun out there. So a lot going on around downtown Burlington.
Well, and all of Greater Burlington in general. And these are just the highlights. So if you want to check out the full list, go to our website at greaterburlington.com.
And thank you very much, Chelsea, for stopping by this morning and telling us about everything in the Greater Burlington area that's going on.
Thanks.